And joining us now, the Thunder Bay Art Gallery has been a hub of artists in action in northwestern Ontario since opening in 1976. Joining us now for a look at the summer season is curator Nadia Curd. Good morning, Nadia.
Good morning.
So for folks unfamiliar with the gallery, can you tell us a little bit about it?
Sure. The Thunder Bay Art Gallery is northwestern Ontario's largest public art gallery. We have a collection of over 1,600 works of art, mostly focusing on contemporary Aboriginal artists, as well as the art of northwestern Ontario. We host about 20 exhibitions per year, and many of them are regional from a permanent collection, and then we also host touring exhibitions as well.
Okay, and then, so now your summer season will be kicking off this Friday, Friday, June 20th. Can you talk a little bit, let's start out, sounds like a big summer season. Let's talk a little bit about the work of Julie Cosgrove.
Sure, yes. We have about four exhibitions opening this summer, and they're all quite eclectic. Julie Cosgrove is an artist from northwestern Ontario. Originally, she grew up in Quebec, but her work is mostly painting, and they're large abstract paintings. But what really makes it quite different is that she used to work as a canoe guide and travel to more sort of the remote regions of northern Ontario, and really became reliant on GPS trackers. So she sort of uses those GPS maps as the basis of a lot of her paintings, and they become abstract and obscured, but you can still sort of see the marks and traces of the places that she's traveled to.
Interesting. I've never heard of such a thing. That should be very interesting to check out. Okay, so then let's move along. Then you've got some contemporary glass work being exhibited. Talk about that a little bit.
Yes, the contemporary glass work is a group of nine artists who all sort of participated in the year-long mentorship program. And it was in that program that they were really made to sort of push the boundaries of glass making and explore new technologies. So a lot of the works that are in that exhibition are artists trying out new things for the first time, making sculptures, making glass pieces that really, I think, are quite innovative.
Okay, that sounds fairly interesting. How many artists are working with that? I'm sorry, I missed that.
There are nine in total.
Okay. So then at the opposite extreme of we've got very fragile glasswork, you've also got an exhibit called Moving Metal. What is that all about?
Yes, Moving Metal, it's interesting. All of these three exhibitions really are pushing the boundaries of, I think, their practice. So Moving Metal is a group of 13 artists who were given the challenge of creating a piece out of a 6-inch silver disc. All of the artists are silversmiths, and again, you have a show where they're pushing the boundaries of their own silversmithing practice, trying something new and creating really sort of beautiful objects with the 6-inch silver disc. They're all very diverse.
Must be fairly, 6-inch, I imagine it's not a very thick disc, so it must be a fairly small pieces then that were created generally?
That's correct, yeah. Mm-hmm. And most of them are, no bigger than, between 3 to 4 inches, I would say.
Okay, very interesting. And then finally, you've got Ojibwe artist Benjamin Chichi. Is that a little more, is he a little more traditional, or is he also kind of pushed the boundaries a bit?
Yes. That's a running theme, I think, for our exhibitions. Benjamin Chichi was an artist who was from Northern Ontario, and sadly he passed away in 1977, but he was painting and creating work that I think most people would say is probably not typical of, let's say, the Woodlands School of Art or some of the more traditional forms of Ojibwe art. He was really an abstractionist, and he's known for his simple sort of line drawings of goose and birds that are really quite stunning. We have a series of works where he explored with colors and shapes, so they're all abstract works. They're all quite bold in terms of the colors, and it was quite, I think, unconventional for someone who was largely untrained to sort of, you know, who came from Northern Ontario to sort of explore and experiment with that. So that's what the exhibition is really about.
Very interesting. Okay. Is it a standard practice for you folks to open so many shows at one time?
No. We usually try to stagger most of our shows, but we have a lot of the artists that are participating in the Moving Metal and also the Glass exhibition, as well as Julie Costco, who will be coming to Thunder Bay. So it's a great time for all of them to meet and all of them to sort of meet the public and, yeah, to see what our community is about.
Okay. Well, if you are just tuning in, we have been speaking with Nadia Kurt of the Thunder Bay Art Gallery. The opening reception for the summer exhibits is Friday, June 20th at 7:30 p.m., which is 6:30 p.m. Central Daylight Time. If you're going to cross over the border, make sure you get there at the right time. Gallery hours are Tuesday through Thursday, noon to 8 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, noon to 5, with more information at theag.ca. Nadia, anything else you'd like to add?
No, I hope to see people out, and yeah, thank you.
Great. Well, thanks for joining us today. Appreciate having you.